It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus will be appearing in the next current new season of Netflix's Black Mirror. She's on the third episode, and they're saying that it could be based off of Britney Spears. Miley Cyrus is going to play this disillusioned pop star named Ashley O, who's forced to maintain a positive image by her handlers to help sustain sales and keep her career thriving, much like the situation that is currently going on with Britney Spears.
Ooh.
The lives of Britney and Miley Cyrus's character match up almost identically. There's been no comment on whether or not the conspiracy is true by Miley or Britney, but I watched the first episode of the new Black Mirror and the second. There's only three episodes this new season, which sucks.
Yeah, what happened to like 8 or 10 of them?
I know. It sucks.
Why are people getting lazy?
I feel like they just couldn't think of anything or something. That's why. But the third episode, the last one in the season, is the one about Miley. So that's the next one. I'm going to watch it today, and then I'll tell you how good it is. The other two episodes, by the way, have been great so far. I'm liking the season, especially the first one was really good. The Jonas Brothers were talking about being sad that Game of Thrones has ended.
It's been a really difficult period. You know, a couple weeks ago, unfortunately, Game of Thrones came to an end. And with that, Joe's really fallen apart. Kevin won't stop quoting Game of Thrones.
The things I do for love, chaos isn't a pit, it's a ladder. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
I feel fine. Obviously, I miss the show like everybody else, but I'm doing A-okay.
R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty again, this time in regards to 11 new sexual assault charges being brought on him. He entered the not guilty plea and will be in court again at the end of the month. His former manager, James Mason, has been indicted, allegedly threatening to kill the father of one of Kelly's girls that people think he's holding captive, Jocelyn Savage. Jocelyn's father says that this manager called him and said, "I'm going to do harm to you and your family. When I see you, I'm going to get you. I'm going to effing kill you."
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he was indicted on one felony count of making terroristic threats and could face 1 to 10 years in prison. And R. Kelly supposedly is desperately trying to raise cash to flee the U.S. The singer is awaiting trial on 10 counts of sex abuse. And sources add that nobody will give him money right now, so it appears he's stuck in the country for now. And for Vogue magazine, Margot Robbie answered 73 random questions about her love for America, Australia, and things she wants to master.
And we are going to right now play all 73 of them.
No.
So sit down and grab a bucket of popcorn.
If you could spend the day with anyone in the world, who would that be?
J.K. Rowling.
And what would you do?
I'd probably ask her like 1,073 questions, but yeah.
What's one thing that you would love to master?
I'd really like to be good at pool.
What do you miss about Australia when you're in America?
I miss the thunderstorms.
What do you miss about America when you're in Australia?
The convenience. I feel like everything's open so late here.
Coming up in the next garbage, the backhanded compliment people always say to Halle Berry.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.